A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you find that the world hates you, know it has hated me before you. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. The reason it hates you is that you do not belong to the world. But I chose you out of the world. Remember what I told you, no slave is greater than his master. They will harry you as they harried me. They will respect your words as much as they respected mine. All this they will do to you because of my name, for they know nothing of him who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. As a teacher, I have had to soothe many tears because "I hate you" was said on the playground. Once best friends, now something has changed, and hate has replaced love. But as often happens with children, the very next day I will see two enemies walking hand in hand, and they will say to me, "We're friends now." Unfortunately, the adult world is not so different from the children's world. One day you could be loved, and the next day hated. But in the Gospel of John, Jesus tells us not to worry. The world can hate us, and will hate us. But that is only because Jesus' way to the Father is alien to a world that does not hear his voice. To find the Father, to live in his love, means following a path that is opposite to the secular world. To live in the Spirit is not a life of isms, like relativism, consumerism, narcissism, or materialism. All the isms that separate us from God. Instead, it is a life of blesseds. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Christ gave us a guidebook when he preached the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit makes little sense to a world where bigger is better and more, more, more is a life goal. Yet this is what Christ calls his followers to do, to live a life that puts God first, where it is a blessing to empty oneself of personal desire and let God fill us up with his presence. This is the life of the Spirit that Jesus talks about in John's Gospel. This is the power of the freedom of being a follower of Christ. It is hard to explain to someone who has not accepted the shackles of Christ's way how full of freedom is the life of a Christian, how freeing it is to let God fill us with love and peace and faith, with his promise of salvation. But because we Christians are called to put God first, we can live with the knowledge that all man is created in God's image, and that if we keep walking in the way of the Lord, maybe we can become an example to the fractured world. Maybe we can help to bring it hope. And then maybe someday we will be able to walk hand in hand saying, "We're friends now."